So that depends on, I think, maybe individual person. So to not rise pride, you know, to practice humbleness, to respect to others. So looking one step lower by, you know, realizations or by knowledge, so many different ways, by wealth, you know, many different ways. So I think that by looking at one's own mistakes, when you think of your mistakes, then the humble, the pride doesn't rise. When you think of your own mistakes, and then you see that that helps them to be humble. You see, then to looking at others better, and then the respect comes. You know, so with a sincere thought, but not political, not diplomatic, you know, not diplomatic in the mind, in the mind, or I'm better than, in the mind I'm the highest, or I'm this than them, you know. But you know, you're doing politics, you know, you're physically, you know, kind of going down, or not like that, diplomatic, not like that, you know. playing with the eight-old dharmas, not like that. But with sincere, so with the thought, sincerely, with the thought, you know, sincerely to others, and then one, I'm going to practice to say, I'm going to practice others sublime, and I'm going to practice, say, to look at others sublime and cherish. Then, in order to do this, to be able to continue this practice, you see, cherishing others and keeping low, humble, you know, oneself, and respect others. So then, how to do this? Then, to be able to get done this, then in the daily life, in your conduct, in one's own conduct, you see, with the remembrance and awareness. So, always watching the, always you watch the mind, your mental continuum. Always watch your mental continuum, your attitude. You see, awareness that. whether the delusion rising or not. examine one's own mental continuum, one's own attitude. Then the minute when the delusion arises, makes evil oneself, others, you know, so you get angry, then makes others get angry, or you can say also desire, you know, despite my desires, then also cause others desires. So, like that. So, it makes oneself and others evil. The minute delusion arises, it makes oneself and others evil. So therefore, diligent, say, forcefully or diligently. So, by looking at the delusion as enemy, by looking at the delusion as you are, say, enemy, was an enemy, and then diligently, or say, forcefully, sent up, then I say, so, what's the word? What's next word? Diligently what? Anyway, destroy. I'll practice diligently, forcefully, to dispel. Confront overtly. Overtly, confront overtly. So, stand up is forcefully, quickly. So, you see, the minute when the delusion arises, stand up down means immediately. You see, avert. If you don't do that, what happens? If you don't do that, you know, then if you go late to smash the delusion, to avert the delusion, if you become late, then how many seconds you become late, then the delusion harms you. You see, you missed out. Then delusion already harmed, already destroyed you. So like enemy, in the teachings use thief. How you see? In that he, for example, in the war or as well. So as soon as you, if you become late to destroy the enemy, you see, then the enemy, you know, will harm you and you're finished. So the minute when you encounter enemy, immediately, without delay, even second, then you shoot. You see, then you, how's it, you know, destroy the enemy. You see. So like that. Here. The minute when the delusion arises, your enemy, you see, then without delay, in second, immediately, you know, forcefully, sent up, you know, just a diligent, and you see, avert it. I'll practice diligently, forcefully, you know, avert it, sort of that. So how? Then with the method and the wisdom. This is just summarizing the techniques, you know, method and wisdom. So I'm not going to into the different techniques or that. You know, I'm not going to go that. So one here then, normally elaborate. You can elaborate various techniques, how to destroy desire, various techniques about patience, you know, kind of anger. So, like that. Then here, so I'm not going to mention, say, the... So what is normally mentioned is the opposite to an antidote to attachment, looking at the suffering, ugly, dirty, then antidote to the, say, anger. then practicing, say, loving kindness, patience, that antidote to the ignorance, then meditating on the say, dependent arising, then looking at the empty, things like that. How the remembering the result of the karma, the lower realm self, the most unbearable sufferings of the lower realm, and that so many lifetimes, even in the, when you're born in the human realm, you have to experience the result of this karma, those negative thoughts. You have to experience so many lifetimes in even the human realm. All those things. Then the other things, it makes, it obscures the mind more, the delusion, the need karmas. then makes it more difficult to have realization, to remind the path to liberation and to achieve enlightenment, to be able to liberate other sentient beings, enlighten them. So we can think that. And the other thing is that. There is a quotation from sutra, but I don't remember. Very useful quotation. That so you become habituated in these negative karmas, the delusions and negative karmas, as you follow them, as you commit, as you create them, you become habituated with them. Then you become so much habituated with them that makes it much more difficult in next lives. Makes it much more difficult in your next lives. Then again, as a result of previous habituation with this delusion, with karma, you create, again, those delusion rises and produce negative karma. So that then continue, that must continue to circle in samsara and continue to suffer. So this is a very powerful thing. This is a very powerful thing to remember. The habituation and the negative imprint, you see. So this is extremely harmful. So obstacle for realizations. Then, besides the heavy suffering in the lower realm, and also many sufferings in the human realm for many lifetimes. So that then, as Lama Tsongkhapa explained, Lama Chimo, on the so everything, all the phenomena. What they are is what is merely labeled by mind. So, therefore they are empty. They do not exist. They do not exist from their own sight. Even though, they are empty. They do not exist from their own sight. So this is the nature of the phenomena. You see. So they are action object. So therefore, the ignorance concept, inherent concept holding phenomena as inherently existent, and so it leaves negative imprint on the mind, and then that projects that projects the decorates, projects the truly existent hallucination, the truly existent appearance, on the mere level I, the mere level action, mere level all the phenomena. So then, here now you have this total hallucination covered the whole phenomena. You see, truly existent appearance. You have this total hallucinated world. Then by reasoning this is beautiful, then attachment rises. Attachment rises and then grasps, clings the object. So it exaggerated the object. So clings the object and become so extremely painful to us, difficult to separate from. So on top of this fundamental hallucination, you have a hallucination with a view of attachment projected on that. Then also on the basis of this fundamental hallucination, true existent appearance, then you think the reason that person harm you. You see, the reason, then anger rises. Then anger has its own projection. You see, that this is bad. This is bad. You see, something very undesirable. So anger has its own hallucination, projection. Put projection there. So therefore, there's a double, triple hallucination in our view. So in reality, there's nothing there to be attached to. In the reality, there's nothing there to get angry to. So that's the whole point. So it will take time to read the quotation from Lama Tsongkhapa. By analyzing the view of the ignorance and the view of the attachment and anger, you see, they're all projected. See like that. So in reality, what is believed, all these do not exist. Then there are other different techniques. So next one, when I see evil natured sentient being, overpowered, tormented by the negative karma, heavy negative karma, suffering, may I able to practice? You know. Difficult to find. May I practice cherish as it is difficult to find, like having found precious treasure. So like that. So again, same in the case of Bin Laden, who incredible did so much harm in the world, created unbelievable negative karma. You know, so much suffering to so many, millions of people. So heavy negative karma, suffering, completely overwhelmed by all these delusions, and so we'll have to experience in the lower realm, in the hell realm like that, for uncountable number of eons. So when you think all the delusions, all the strong delusions, you know, self-taste thought, all the heavenly karma, unbelievable, and then so many eons that have to suffer in the lower realm, in the hell realm. By thinking that if you generate compassion, by thinking that, then compassion arises without choice. Then from the compassion, then bodhicitta arises. Then you are able to develop all the whole path to enlightenment. You see, whole path to enlightenment, from that you achieve full enlightenment. So therefore, you see, somebody who have created so much heavenly karma, somebody who suffers so much, you see, to find is not easy, rare. It's rare. Once you found it, once you see it, then you see, if you think this way, then you are able to generate compassion, exercise bodhicitta, whole path, and you are able to achieve enlightenment from that person. So therefore, this person is so unbelievable, most precious one. You see, so like that, like having found jewel, precious jewels. So I cherish it, you know, cherish this person as a difficult to find. Then with the jealous anyone with the jealous mind to me that's you know, criticizing blaming to me something undeserved. then I take. So what I'm going to do from my side? Then I will take the loss. I will take the loss of myself, whatever it is. Then I offer the victory to others. To that person, to the, sincerely from the heart. So like this, that I said, His Honor's Tijang Rinpoche, you can understand from this, you can understand example from this, Rinpoche, Maruguru, His Honor's Tijang Rinpoche explained that. Gautama Geshe, maybe Sharawa, I think Changawa, something. I don't, one of them. while he was giving teaching, Gautama Geshe, Sharawa or Changawa, while he was giving teaching, then one girl stood up and put a child on his lap while he's giving teaching to so many disciples, many other people. While it's happening, one girl stood up and brought a child and put on his lap, on the throne, on his lap, and by saying that this is your child. Of course, Kadamba Geshe Changawa was a monk, you know. So the girl came up, brought a child, put on his lap, on the throne, on his lap, saying, "This is your child." So Gautama Geshe Changawa didn't react. This is not my child or nothing. He didn't react at all. He just kept. He put his Zen around the child, and he kept. You see. Then one day the mother came. Oh, I want back the child. Then he kept back. So this is a very good. This is a very good example. Just an example. What His Honor's Tijang Rinpoche explained. So this is, of course, this is in public. She did this in public, you know, disgrace or have. She did this purpose in public, you see. While it's not his child, you know, he's a monk, he's not a child, you see. So, but Gautama Geshe Changawa never reacted, nothing, the slightest didn't react, you know, didn't say no. So he just put Zen, you know, around and kept the child. Then one day, the girl came, said, I want my child back. So then he said, yes, please. So anyway, so didn't fight him. Oh, how can this my child? Blah blah blah. You know, didn't do that. So like that. So taking the loss upon myself and offering victory to others. So like this. Now you have to understand. Here. Since I mentioned to you this, I must mention next one. Otherwise it looks, you know, some kind of a stupid, you know, stupid kind of a, you see, if you don't see the benefits, you know, you think, it looks stupid, you see. You don't, it's kind of, why it's done, you see. So, I think must be same reason why he's not fight to the mainland China, even though so many countries, Tibet, many Tibetan people, they want a war fight, but always he's not, especially young Tibetan people like that, but why he's not emphasize so much, you see, to not be violence, to, you know, to achieve, you know, I mean, still look for freedom to, you know, to achieve, but not by violence. So if you make war, violence, harm them, then that itself becomes negative karma. You see, then there's consequences, natural consequences, you see, from that. Then later, because you create a cause harming them, so later you will be harmed by them again. Take over the country, and will the same thing will happen. You see, you will experience, suffer the same thing. So then you harm them. Then that is a consequence. Again, you experience suffering result to be harmed by them. The Tibetans to be harmed by the mainland Chinese. So it's unending. So they can never solve this problem. There's no end for that. You know, harming each other, consequences, the karmic consequences. So therefore, there's no end for suffering. So therefore, the way he's known as method, he's known as method, you see, non-violence, or doing that way, is peaceful way. So that's a very wise. So the Tibetans don't have to suffer, and other mainland Chinese people don't have to suffer. So here, same thing in the two persons case. Same. So, so if you defeat that person, then you have karmic, then you have consequences, the natural consequences, you see, from that. Then you receive harm. You'll be defeated by others in the future, this life or next lives. You'll be harmed by others. So there was endless suffering. So now here, if you take the loss upon yourself, offer the victory to others, then you see, by doing this, result of taking loss upon oneself, offering victory to others, now, then later, from these consequences, from this karma, you will get victory in the future. You will get victory, you see, without need to harm at all to others, you will get victory. From that, you see, you will have success. Now you take victory, but the result that you have success, victory, is so many lifetimes in the enlightenment. So therefore here, you see, making decision, offering victory to the other sentient being, taking loss on yourself, become very, very wise. We have long-run happiness from that. That's the reason. Anyone who benefit to me, so, So the in this great Bodhisattvas, Buddhas, in this great Bodhisattvas, great yogi, who are making war, is a holy beings. That's totally, that's only benefiting them, benefiting others in them. So that's different. Otherwise, so if it's an ordinary being, then there's always this karmic consequences. If you defeat them, then from that you see again war comes. Then next you see one the country or the one's life to suffer, but it will be tortured or harmed by by others again. So there's no ending for in that kind of way of defeating, where we're destroying enemy has no end. It's a violence way. So that but the best way is then by changing the mind, by helping the mind change the mind, general compassion is the best. This is the best way. So it helps you, it helps the others in all of his lifetimes, and brings to enlightenment. So anyone who benefit to me, whom I have great hope, even gives me terrible harm, even gives me terrible harm, may I able to, I will look at it as a virtuous friend, the guru of the patients. the Lama Buddhas give teachings how to practice patience, and then the person who has anger towards you then makes you to put that teaching into practice, to practice patience. So then, because that, then that person, that's how the person become friend or guru of patience. Then from that, they're able to complete their parameter of patience, able to achieve enlightenment. Then you're able to liberate noble sentient beings, able to bring them to enlightenment. So all this comes from that person who has anger towards you. So that how that's most kind, most precious one in your life. The next one, in short, directly or indirectly, all the benefits, happiness are offered to all the mother sentient beings. the happiness of this life, and happiness of the future life, all those of the indirect ones, so then offer to including enlightenment, everything offer to other sentient beings, the merit and the result of happiness, so that the benefits and happiness. Benefits is temporary happiness, and happiness is the ultimate happiness. So benefit and happiness. So everything offered to them. Then I take, I'll practice to to offer this, and then take all the mothers, their harms and their sufferings, secretly on me, on myself. So it means one take it in one's own heart, on one's self cherishing thought. So that so here during Tonglen practice, taking other sentiment suffering cause of non-self, giving one's own, with compassion, then giving one's own merit, happiness, everything, body, belongings, everything to other sentient beings with the loving kindness. So doing this visualization to train the mind, and then in the everyday life, then what you can actually do, even small, what you that you can actually take others' problems on yourself. If there's difficult work to do, something very difficult others to do, or somebody carrying a very heavy load, then you share on yourself. You help to carry on yourself. I say, you share instead of the other person having difficult experience difficulties. So you carry that, share that load on you. So like that, any practice in the daily life, taking other sentient beings' problems, say difficulties on you, and give the happiness, comfort to the other sentient beings. So doing that practice as much as one can. Then the Tonglen practice it is said in Bodhicaryavatara that Pemba Samba Zamjiya Sangye Chole Kepana Sendem Malu Tamjigi Detun Samba Mujigu. So even just a mere thought, here this is very important to understand how Tonglen is so powerful, this practice of taking, giving this thought. even the mere thinking, mere thought to benefit sentient being, it is a much more higher than making offering to the Buddhas. So therefore, if you actually attempt to benefit sentient beings, then no question. So here, what it's saying is that the mere thought benefiting to even one sentient being, just the mere thought to benefit even one sentient being is much more special, much more extraordinary than making an offering to the Buddhas. So here you see, so when you compare the mere thought benefit to one sentient being and make an offering to the Buddhas, it says the mere thought to benefit one sentient being is much more extraordinary, much more special, much more extraordinary. So all the Buddhist sabbas, all the Buddhas, they talked, they discussed what's the best thing for a sentient being. In the Buddhist chapter, I don't remember the quotation. So they discussed what's the best thing, what must be the bodhicitta. So something like this quotation. So now here you have to understand. So the benefit is unbelievable. You see, even the mere thought, you're not doing anything, but the mere thought to benefit one sentient being is much more special than making offering to Buddhas. I'm not going to elaborate how powerful making offering to Buddha. if you offer one tiny rice, one tiny flower to Buddha, picture of Buddha, statue of Buddha, the result of that, the benefit of that, you see, all the samsara pleasures, all the samsara happiness that we experience from beginning of the birth up to now, and what we will experience in the future as well, it has that much, but still doesn't finish the result. Making one tiny flower rise to picture Buddha, statue Buddha. it is said in sutra, until you achieve liberation, the result that making that one flower offering to statue Buddha, scripture Buddha, doesn't finish. So even you achieve liberation, even you achieve great liberation, enlightenment, I think it still doesn't finish the merit, you know, enjoying the merit, offering one tiny flower to the statue Buddha. Even after you achieve enlightenment, you enlighten the noble sentient beings, you benefit them. So still you are enjoying the, I think you are using the merit, having made offering the tiny rice or tiny flower to Peter or statue Buddha. So now here, so that's unbelievable. The benefit of making one tiny rice offering to statue Buddha is like limitless skies. So now here saying, you know, mere thought arising to benefit one sentient being is much more special than making offering to the Buddhas. So you see, so therefore by then, here when you do tonglen practice, you know, taking giving, you're thinking of all the sentient beings, not just one sentient being. When Bodhicitta community is one sentient being. But you see here, all the sentient beings. So that's how unbelievable merit you create. So that means to achieve enlightenment quickly. So next one. All this practice understand by the eight world dharmas. So there are two types of eight world dharma. the general eight world dharma. Then there's a truly existent, birth, existing, cessation, So truly listen to coming and going, drawing me with it. Ah, never. Oh, that's it. The eternalism and nihilism. So, so understand by this eight dharmas, eight world dharma. The normal eight to the attachment to eight world dharma. Then there's other. You know, to do the mental fabricator or the truly existent, the eight dharmas. So understand by those concepts, superstition, by realizing how all the phenomena are illusion, by realizing the empty. By realizing that they're empty, looking at them empty, then you see, with that understanding, then you see, appear things as illusion. You see, so with that thought, then without clinging, during practice with that thought, then then there's no clinging. You see, attachment or the, you know, the concept of truly existing without that boundaries, you know, I will liberate the sentient beings. So that, yeah, so something. I meant to do a very quick one, long, but I'm sorry. It became some mumbling. So, sorry, it went a long time. So after this, some people have found, hope there's some benefit in that, you know, to meditate, to practice, to develop, to have the mind the path to enlightenment and to benefit others and things. So I think that's it. So I think my eye is telling, I have time to stop. So thank you very much. Thank you. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Dagegen jetzt habe ich gewartet, na, warum lang noch mehr. Ich habe das so was dabei, wenn ich wollte.